Kentucky bourbon is in high demand these days, and that's led to a shortage of barrels. Bourbon is typically aged for years in wooden casks. But one company has come up with a chemical process that ages bourbon in just a few hours. As Cass Harrington of member station WNIN reports, the innovation is roiling the industry.
Buffalo Trace, Knob Creek, Jefferson's, and Old Grandad. These are the names of a few Kentucky bourbons you'll see at the liquor store. There's another brand hoping to compete for attention, Terra Sencha.
And said, you know, I'm happy for you and hope you do well, but you don't want to call it Terra Sencha or Terra Pure.
That's Charles Medley, a seventh-generation master distiller. He says Terra Sencha doesn't quite have the same historic, folksy ring to it as traditional Kentucky bourbons, and that's what he told Terra Sencha's CEO Earl Hewlett last year.
Your distillery in the state of Kentucky. And so we're working on that right now where he can use the name Charles Medley. We just talked about it today.
Not only does Terra Sencha want the Charles Medley name, which is known for its centuries-long history of distilling in western Kentucky, it bought the company's unused distilleries last year. The company has been producing its product in South Carolina. Hewlett says tradition is important, but he's not making bourbon the traditional way.
We still age in a barrel, but we don't need to age it for years and years. We can put it through our process. It takes about 8 hours. And we have replicated more than 4 years of barrel aging.
That's right. A 4-year bourbon made in 8 hours.
It's certainly the purest form of bourbon you can get. And it doesn't have as much burn, doesn't have as much bite. It's very smooth. And it's at a good price.
A better price because it doesn't have the expense of aging all those years. In traditional bourbon making, the walls of the charred white oak barrel act like a sponge, imparting flavor and color. As the bourbon expands and contracts with the changing temperature of the seasons, year to year, the taste gets more complex and rich. Woodford Reserve's master distiller Chris Morris says this part of the process shouldn't be taken lightly.
All I know is there's no way to shortcut time in a barrel. Well, we're basically making an 1830s product today. It stood the test of time, so I just don't know how these new processes are going to pan out in the future.
While traditionalists in the bourbon world may have their misgivings about the new technology, the question that could determine Terra Sencha's fate is obvious. How does it taste?
And try several glasses. I mean, just don't do a sip. I mean,
Tom Fisher is a bourbon connoisseur and the founder of bourbonblog.com. He visited Earl Hewlett's facilities in Charleston, South Carolina, to find out.
I blindly tasted, I think, 5 or 6 different whiskeys. He didn't tell me which one was their bourbon. I ended up ranking theirs either number 1 or number 2. I mean, it was right around the top. I think it was right at the top. And these were some major bourbons. I won't name which ones they were. I wouldn't want to upset anybody.
But Fisher says it's not something that traditional distillers should worry about.
There's innovations that are happening all the time, and I think this will just lead to a greater discussion about what is happening in the world of whiskey and happening in the world of spirits.
And Charles Medley agrees. He says it'll just be another option on the shelf. For NPR News, I'm Cass Harrington in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just...